Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Outlier Investors, What Successful Investors Do That Everyone Else Doesn't, by Daniel Jawani, is a nonfiction investing book focused on value investing, stock selection, and the decision-making habits associated with Warren Buffett and other disciplined investors. Rather than presenting investing as a mystery reserved for professionals, the book aims to simplify the process into practical principles that beginners can understand and apply. Its core purpose is to explain how exceptional investors think differently, how they identify strong businesses, evaluate risk, time purchases, and avoid common mistakes that damage long-term returns. The book draws heavily on Buffett-inspired ideas, but it presents them in a simplified framework intended to be usable by ordinary readers, including people without finance backgrounds. In that sense, it sits between an investment guide and a philosophy of investing book, emphasizing reasoning, patience, and repeatable methods over speculation or market prediction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Buffett inspired value investing as a practical decision framework. The central idea of the book is that good investing is not mainly about predicting short-term price movements. Instead, it is about identifying businesses with durable quality and buying them only when the price offers a meaningful margin of safety. Jawani presents Warren Buffett as the clearest model for this approach and uses Buffett's methods to structure the book's lessons. That makes the book less about abstract theory and more about a repeatable decision framework. Understand the business, judge whether it is fundamentally strong, then decide whether the price makes sense. This focus is important because it shifts the reader away from hype-driven habits and toward evidence-based evaluation. The book's emphasis on value investing also helps explain why patience matters. Outlier investors do not need to act constantly. They wait for better opportunities, which reduces emotional mistakes and improves the odds of long-term success. Secondly, how the book simplifies stock analysis for beginners. A major contribution of the book is its effort to make investing feel accessible rather than intimidating. Jawani repeatedly frames investing as something that can be learned through simple frameworks, not obscure terminology. That is why the book emphasizes plain language explanations of financial statements, basic ratios, and the core logic behind analyzing a company. The value of this approach is not just educational convenience. Simplicity helps beginners avoid overcomplicating decisions and getting trapped by technical jargon that can obscure the real question, is this business worth owning? By presenting a streamlined method, the book lowers the barrier to entry for readers who may not come from affluent or finance-oriented backgrounds. At the same time, the simplicity is functional, not superficial. The reader is encouraged to focus on the few signals that matter most in stock analysis, which makes the method easier to apply consistently in real investing situations. Thirdly, risk reduction through business quality, not speculation. The book distinguishes itself by treating risk as something to be managed through quality and discipline rather than through guesswork. Instead of encouraging aggressive bets or broad market timing, it stresses avoiding weak businesses, overpaying for stocks, and holding positions that can seriously damage a portfolio. This is a distinctly Buffett-like way of thinking. The goal is not merely to find upside, but to avoid permanent capital loss. That changes the investor's behavior in a useful way. A reader trained by this book is more likely to ask whether the business is resilient, whether the balance sheet is acceptable, and whether the investment thesis is supported by fundamentals. Risk management in this context is about subtraction as much as addition. You succeed not only by choosing winners, but by excluding fragile ideas, fashionable stories, and overly complex situations. The book's practical lesson is that safer investing is often the product of disciplined screening rather than heroic forecasting. Fourthly, the importance of timing, patience, and holding period discipline. Another key theme is that even a good stock can become a poor investment if it is bought at the wrong time or sold too quickly. Jawani emphasizes when to buy, when to sell, and how long Buffett-style investors aim to hold quality businesses. This attention to timing should not be confused with market prediction. The book does not advocate trying to guess every move of the market. Rather, it argues that investors should wait for favorable prices and then stay patient long enough for the business to compound value. That distinction matters because many beginners focus on the excitement of trading rather than the economics of ownership. By contrast, the book presents holding period discipline as a source of advantage. If the underlying business is strong, patience allows compounding to work. If the business is weak or overvalued, impatience can be costly either way. The result is a more restrained and realistic view of portfolio management. Lastly, learning from outlier investors and building the right investment habits, the book also functions as a study of what separates ordinary investors from outlier investors. Jawani's answer is not insider access or genius-level complexity, but a cluster of habits thinking independently, focusing on fundamentals, maintaining discipline. and learning from proven investors rather than crowd sentiment. He also places value on network awareness and opportunity recognition, suggesting that good investing is partly about being attentive to where real value appears. This habit-centered approach gives the book its broader relevance. Readers are not simply told what to buy. They are shown how successful investors approach decisions, research, and uncertainty. That makes the book useful as an investment philosophy text as well as a stock-picking guide. It also helps explain why the book has appealed to beginners. It offers a model of investing behavior that can be practiced, not just admired. The deeper message is that outlier results usually come from consistent methods applied with discipline over time. In conclusion, Outlier Investors is best suited for readers who want a clear introduction to value investing, especially those who find traditional finance books too technical or too abstract. Beginners will benefit from its plain language structure and its focus on practical stock selection rather than market jargon. More experienced investors may also find value in its disciplined framing of risk, timing, and business quality, even if the ideas are familiar in broad outline. What makes the book stand out in its category is not that it invents a new investing theory, but that it translates a Buffett-style approach into a simpler, more accessible system for everyday readers. Many investing books either lean heavily on theory or drift into motivational language. This one is more directly oriented toward decision-making. Its strongest value lies in helping readers think through what makes a stock worth owning, how to avoid common errors, and why patience matters. For anyone seeking a structured, fundamentals-first approach to investing, it offers a concise and usable starting point. If you would like to support Daniel Jiwani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.